Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I don't need this right now. I wish to thank you for taking the initiative to present to the conference the non-paper, the Conference on Disarmament and Gender Issue. I also wish to thank the Secretary General and UNIDIR for addressing us on gender disarmament and arms control. And I'm just going to make an observation that if risk-taking was associated particularly with men, and this room is particularly populated with men, the CD isn't living up to that risk-taking tendency. Based on both our national policies and our international commitments, Canada advocates consistently for gender equality. To this end, we have supported specific measures to enhance gender perspectives in disarmament, such as the 2019 Oslo Action Plan on Anti-Personnel Landmines and Latvia's work to strengthen the gender and GBV elements of the Arms Trade Treaty. In the first committee, we have worked with other delegations to introduce or improve gender perspectives in resolutions, both in terms of equal participation in disarmament processes, and to acknowledge the reality that weapons may have a differentiated impact on women and girls, men and boys. Finally, we are part of the steering committee for the Disarmament Impact Group, along with Ireland, Namibia, and the Philippines, which works in collaboration with UNIDIR to support the disarmament community in translating gender awareness into practical action across multilateral processes, and has organized side events, issued fact statements on gender perspectives in specific conventions and treaties, and produced the Gender and Disarmament Resource Pack, which offers practical ideas to assist diplomats in applying a gender lens to their work, and which Madame de Lacroix addressed so eloquently earlier. For Canada, it is clear that disarmament has fundamental gender dimensions. These are key to our policymaking and programming, underpinning the effectiveness of disarmament work within the broader peace and security framework. We believe that the gender perspectives of disarmament merit the attention it now receives because it expands the scope of our knowledge and understanding of the challenges and solutions to achieve greater progress in disarmament. Mr. President, returning to your non-paper and its specific proposals, points 1 to 5 seem eminently reasonable to Canada and we believe could easily be put into place. On points 6 and 7, which are a little more challenging, but we appreciate the ambition of what is being proposed, we are ready to explore with other CD members how these initiatives might be applied. Thank you.